It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This podcast is brought to you by StarCharge, the largest EV charging manufacturer in the world, and is also a provider of residential and commercial battery storage and microgrid solutions. And KimPower, the reliable, quick, and scalable EV charging solutions for everyone and everywhere. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. I'm your host, Francie, and today I am joined by Kyle and Jerome, both from, of course, the Out of Spec team. And today we're talking about a new venture from Out of Spec, all about Renew. So we're going to dive into the Out of Spec Renew channel, who Jerome is, what's going on here, and really what we can expect from this part of Out of Spec. So thank you both for joining me. How are you doing, Jerome?
Very good, very good. Good to join the team.
Yes, yes, it's great to have you. Yeah, I'm excited to learn more about you as well as the work that you're doing for Out of Spec Renew, and can't wait to dive into that. But Kyle, hello, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Really pumped. For those that don't know, Jerome is really a leader in this space, so I'm really excited to have him join the team and to talk about everything Out of Spec Renew. Conversions, classic electric, classic cars going electric, modified new cars going crazy, and even maybe some, life cycle of battery stuff included in there as well.
Very cool. Yeah. So, Jerome, will you maybe tell us where you're calling in from?
Well, I'm calling from the UK where I'm based, and I go back and forth, actually to the US, but also Europe and all over the place. So, for about 2 decades already, I've been traveling the world doing stories for the print media and French television. I'm originally French, live in the UK and around the globe. So I've been covering car-related content for 20 years plus. And I started getting interested into the EV scene about 8-9 years ago. Soon did some training about it. And during COVID, I actually did a lot of training. And I ended up giving training to dealerships staffs that needed training because all those guys were receiving brand new cars, brand new EVs, and they had no clue how to service them. So I helped one of the key European manufacturer train their team. So that was
very interesting.
And then around the same time, a new magazine came up, the EV Builder's Guide. So shameless plug for the EV Builder's Guide, which cover everything that has to do with conversion to EV. So mainly classic cars, pickup trucks, but also modified EVs. So the whole EV scene is for enthusiasts is covered in the magazine. And that's pretty much what the channel will cover also.
Amazing. Yeah. So I can see why, Kyle would want you to come on and run this initiative, but I'd love to ask Kyle, why start the Out of Spec Renew channel?
yeah, don't we already have enough freaking YouTube channels? But I think this is different. I went to what really sparked all of everything for the Renew channel was I went originally to the Denver, Jerome, what was the, yeah, the State of Charge event in Denver, which I had no idea we had this subculture, even here in Colorado, of converting combustion vehicles to electric. And even some of them were built from the ground up to be electric. And it was really cool. So I went there. I ran into Jerome, who recognized us from the YouTube videos. And we got to chatting and we're like, this is so cool. And I was totally learning out of my element. I was like a kid in the candy store. I was looking at Volkswagen buses that were converted to electric, to supercars that were built in this dude's garage. I mean, it was crazy. And I thought, okay, no one, and I, this kind of sounds a little bit weird, but like no one has come up and said, hey, Kyle, which like normally when we go to EV events, most people are out of spec familiar and we can chat and be like, oh, maybe I recognize you from online or something. There was zero connection of out of spec at this event. And I'm like, that is so eye-opening because what that tells me is there's zero crossover of this, or at least very little crossover of this electric conversion scene to what we cover with new vehicles on out of spec reviews and motoring and the other channels. It's almost like our world is split in two and we've been operating on one side of it. But this fascinating side, I was like, we have to go hardcore into covering this stuff. And ultimately, the reason we have multiple channels is to serve multiple interests, multiple niches. And ultimately, this is another niche in the EV space. And it's very little crossover, obviously, to what the other channels are doing. And therefore, Jerome and I went to Texas Roadhouse that night with some friends. And we decided, okay, if the magazine can work, a YouTube channel can work, let's start the beginning phases of launching Out of Spec Renew, which is all about, you know, we're still kind of figuring out what the heck it's all about, but primarily it's about converting classic cars to electric or even modern cars to electric. So you have the conversion space. There's an upgrade portion for, you know, we're experimenting with it with crazy modified Teslas and other vehicles, you know, again, maybe some upgrading things there. And the original intent was also to include maybe crash repair. If a vehicle's into an accident, what do you do with the high voltage components? Can you harvest those high voltage components and put them into a conversion? Can we save classic EVs? I bought the RAV4 EVs, the first generations for this channel. The Coda EV is a perfect example of a car that needs to be featured on Renew. So there's just a lot of this conversion stuff that doesn't have to do with like new series production electric vehicles, which is what we cover on reviews. So that's a long explanation as to what this all is, but that's basically what we discussed, right, Jerome? I mean, that was our dinner.
Yeah, and going back to what you were saying, there's no crossover between Renew and reviews, is what you'll notice quite soon is all the people we interview that have converted their classic cars, they are motorheads. They come from big V8 world, muscle cars, big trucks, classic trucks, and they just saw the light. They understand driving an electric car is easy. You get so much power and torque, and it's just fun to build. Once you've done your training, your high voltage training for safety, it's relatively easy to convert a classic car because most of the components besides the battery are quite compact. So it's very exciting to, you know, start taking parts from a Nissan Leaf and convert your Volkswagen Beetle to go full send and then convert your very nice 150,000 pickup trucks into an electric pickup truck. So, the thing, it's a international, it's a global thing. It's not a US only scene. It's not a European scene. There was a show in Sydney, Australia last weekend. It was fantastic. So we really want to cover the global phenomenon that is the conversion to EV, or the retrofit, as it's sometimes called. So we'll be working with different contributors from around the globe just to cover everything.
Very cool. Yeah, definitely an international project for Out of Spec. I mean, you are literally international, not in the US, but Of course, this is happening all over the world because there are classic cars or car projects and people who are really interested in this kind of conversion everywhere. So that's really cool that we're going to be able to cover stories from all over. Of course, when, you know, people think about EVs, hopefully there is some sort of cost benefit to owning them, but these projects are pretty costly, right? So who are typically the people that you're finding are doing these projects and what is their motivation behind them?
Well, it's actually all over the place. We find people coming to see us at shows, for instance, and they have maybe a budget of $5,000 and they would like to convert their, you know, 10, 50-year-old car, which for me would be the ideal case. Convert a 10-year-old car where you have ABS, all the safety feature you want, and it's a perfectly running car, but maybe it has 200,000 miles, but you want to convert it to electric. That's the perfect use case. Unfortunately, the industry is not there yet where you can produce a low-cost system. Batteries are still expensive. Repurposing batteries is a good option, but it's not necessarily always possible. In Europe, it's not something you can do. In the US, it's perfectly fine. So it's an ideal case. However, because everybody wants Tesla modules, the price is still quite high. You still have to spend, you know, $700, $800 for a module. So if you need 5 or 10 of them, it goes up quite quickly. Even if you buy an inexpensive motor, because the funny thing, the electric motor is relatively inexpensive. The main expense is still the battery pack, building the battery pack. So going back to your question, who are people converting their cars? It's just the average Joe that would like to learn more and start doing it. It's also big petrol heads and that just want to convert their car to get more torque. So the funny thing is a lot of the cars we've been covering in the magazine are actually muscle cars. So people got rid of the big V8s that are super inefficient and they deliver quite some power, but the torque is not always the best. And they just go all in with say a Tesla Model S. Even an 85D is just enough power to completely transform your 60s muscle car. And you also get more and more people that have been in the big V8 or big LS conversion world, and they see there's an opportunity to bring something else to the party, and they just go all in also doing their training. And after a few days of training, you can actually start building and converting cars. And more, they are complete system you can already buy that they've been fully engineered, designed, and manufactured, so they are bolt on and plug in. So as you are saying, Francie, unfortunately, it's still not cheap, but I see it going within 5 years, it will be much cheaper to convert a car. 2 years ago, there was no industry. Like 3 years ago, I should say, there was no industry whatsoever. It was just a bunch of guys all over the place trying to figure out how you could repurpose a Tesla Model 3 drivetrain. And now you can buy a complete system to just buy a Model 3 motor and then just install it in whatever you want to use. You can even, for your pickup truck, for instance, for your Chevy truck, you can buy a full subframe and you just install your Tesla drivetrain. So it's getting easier and easier. And we did film a video at SEMA, and SEMA this year was quite fantastic because you could tell how the industry understood the conversion to EV phenomenon. So I think there was probably like 30 to 40 manufacturer and installer coming and visiting and trading at the show. 5 years ago, there was maybe 5 converted to EV cars. So, and we had probably 100 or 80 this year. And more events are coming throughout the United States, throughout the world. So for instance, in America, you've got the Electrify Expo, and they have, I think, 8 events this year. And they bring modified EVs and converted to EVs. And you got other events internationally, like the Everything Electric in the UK, Europe, and Australia. So all those events show how strong the industry is going in the retrofit world.
Yeah, really cool. I'm interested to hear that you're saying that you think the prices will go down in the next 5 years, because, of course, the EV space is more expensive than I'd like it to be personally, but I think it's really cool that we're able to take the technology that is, you know, of course, in EVs and put it into the beloved ICE cars we love, then that's just fun potential for projects and also to carry on legacy into the electric age.
So, Francie, can we talk a little bit about what viewers are going to expect from the Renew channel? Because ultimately, this is really, we don't know exactly what we're going to cover yet. We know that's the world we're going to get into. Sure. And Jerome, of course, is extremely connected and knows everyone, and everyone knows the Builder's Guide. And so it's a great, you know, awesome benefit to us to have Jerome presenting all of these videos. And like we mentioned, you will also see other contributors on the channel as well. From around the world. So we have people in Southern California, in Australia, in Europe, and even here myself in Denver, when there's stuff going on in the US, I'll be covering it as I learn along with everyone. But ultimately, right now, we have two videos a week going. Right, Jerome? We're doing a Wednesday and a Sunday. Is that Sunday, what we're doing?
Yeah.
And that's a huge difference from running the magazine where you do 4 issues a year.
Yes. So I love doing the magazine because you have access to the best build and the best mind around the globe. Unfortunately, the magazine only comes out 4 times a year. So sometimes it's a bit frustrating for some of the people that involved in the magazine to see their story when they have to wait 3 months and sometimes 6 months. So that's why I was very interested in this project with you guys, is you can drop content twice a week and maybe later on 3 times a week. And there is so much to cover, especially because we are covering this on a global scale. But you've got specialists all over the place, from the US to India, from South Africa to Australia. And the funny thing is, in Asia, no one is touching cars because they cannot modify their cars and don't really keep classic cars. So, but besides Asia, again, India, South Africa, and Africa are. Those guys are converting buses because it's the most relevant things to do. And they've got free energy from the sun, so why not? So maybe that will be something we'll cover down the line. It's not as exciting as a muscle car, but it's even more relevant, I would say. So converting school buses is also very interesting. That's something we'll cover down the line. So yeah. Obviously, the eye candy is showing muscle cars and big trucks and so on. But the relevance of converting classic vehicles or older vehicles is on a large scale, and converting as many vehicles and cars as we can. Because we cannot produce enough brand new EVs, may they be passenger car, trucks, big trucks and big rigs and buses. So the best thing to do is to convert them locally where they are being used, rather than bring brand new vehicles from China to the United States. Doesn't really make sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we can produce the batteries, the cell, we can produce locally more and more. We're producing modules in Europe, in the US, and obviously in China. So let's use as much as we can that is produced locally. Yeah.
Yeah. So sounds like you're going to be able to cover not only, you know, cool muscle car stories, but also the evolution of how renewing these EVs will go or electrifying things in one way or another will evolve, whether it's repairing them or somewhere across the world, seeing how that goes and really track the trends here and see how popular it becomes and how it molds through time. So I think that's an interesting part of it too, is that it's a new thing that we're able to do in a way, you know, everything's kind of new, and to see how it changes over time. Is that what makes you excited, Kyle? You're muted.
Sorry. A lot of it is repair. So QC Charge, Fix My Leaf. That video did really well. That would have been a video I would put on this channel. They just replaced the onboard charger after it failed. They're rebuilding Tesla Model S motors now with no coolant inside. They're doing a coolant delete for the rotor so that you don't have the issues of them flooding the inverters and everything. It's fascinating what's going on. So we have conversion, we have repair, we have recycling and reusing, all part of this, which is why is the life cycle called renew of a vehicle.
and you'll get upgrades. I predict within the next few years, you will be upgrading battery packs from older Tesla Model S's, for instance, and Model 3s and Model Y's down the line. When those cars, the value, we've seen, especially Teslas and Model 3s have been really getting cheaper and cheaper. But probably you'll be able to upgrade the motor or maybe or the battery or the charger. So there will be an aftermarket for everything electric. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Again, seeing how it changes over time, I think that will be really interesting and an exciting new branch of the Out of Spec Renew channel. So you have about 7 videos up right now. It's, you know, mid-February. So folks can expect more. As you were saying, Jerome, you know, the magazine, people were wishing they had more time to put out these stories. So hopefully you won't have a lack in that going forward. Doesn't seem like it.
There's plenty of content from individual building their cars, shops converting to conversion, more and more businesses going, you know, full in with developing systems that are, again, bolt on, plug in, because that's one big way to expand on the conversion to EV. So, yeah, lots of things to cover. Interviews with engineers, people using their cars, why they opted for certain solution, why the mistakes they've made, because we can really learn from them. And something I will bring more often than not is the safety aspect of it. There's a funny thing in America, people are not frightened by electricity. Running on 110, you can get away with being electrocuted. In the rest of the world, when you're using 220 to 230 to 240, you only play once if you get what I'm saying. So yeah, safety is very important. More and more, we are running 300, 400 volt system, and some of the specialists are going 800 volt system. So you cannot afford to not follow the procedures. And arcing is a key issue with 800 volts. So you will hear me more often than not talking to trainers or, you know, reminding you to play it safe, because kids, electricity will kill you.
Yes, definitely. Safety is a part of this too. If you're taking on projects and even with at home charging, there's tons of safety to consider in the EV space. So obviously electricity is running, take it very seriously. Hopefully people will be very prepared when doing these projects, like you're saying, from engineers to whether you're DIYing it, and you will kind of, you know, note that too, that these are big projects that they're undertaking and take a lot of work and thought and careful attention. Kyle, are you most excited to see something from the Out of Spec Renew channel?
Honestly, I'm excited to learn. I know just about as much as I would say the most of our audience about conversions, which is like, I know you can do it in my head. Why not just like rip a battery out of a Model 3 and slap it into another car? But there's so much fabrication, tuning, coding, software to make these systems work. There's a lot of off-the-shelf systems. There's a lot of these pre-built kits that I want Jerome to go through and really do the comparisons. Would you go with a, I don't know, Cascadia motor over a Tesla motor over someone else's? And these are all the things I'm just starting to learn. And of course, I have, you know, we have our own projects we're going to be filming for this, the RAV4 EVs, the Coda, my commuter cars that are electric, we're going to be bringing back to life. But I also think Out of Spec should do our own conversion. So let us know what you think. I mean, both Jerome and I, we haven't mentioned it in this podcast, but we're both huge Land Rover nerds. Jerome's been writing about Land Rovers and the off-road scene forever. I own 2 Range Rovers. Jerome, you still have a Range Rover, right? Do you have an L322?
I had a whole collection of classic Range Rovers. So, but you know, I've converted to electric, so it's really important to promote all electric cars. And bringing a project into the party for the channel is something I've been working on. So more on
great.
That.
Great. So, okay. Good. So,
for an anecdote, the reason why I met all the people in the industry is because about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I wanted to convert my L322 Range Rover, but no one would touch it because it was too modern of a car. So I had to figure things out. And it is indeed tricky, because all the safety aspect of it, for a one-off, it would have been crazy expensive to develop it. So we passed on, and now I have other plans for a potential conversion to the project.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I think we should do an out-of-spec one. I'd love to do a Defender Electric. I mean, it's been done a bunch, so there's at least a lot of knowledge on what it takes to make that conversion happen. Yeah, so many ideas. But ultimately, I'm tuning in twice a week, watching the videos along with the audience. We've had a great start to the channel. Very rarely do we get to 1,000 subscribers as quickly as we have now. And I think within 1 week or so, we'll be at 1,000 subscribers, which means, of course, from a business case, the channel's monetized. YouTube will help push the channel along so that more people can learn and see. Of course, we'll be working with great advertising partners as the channel grows, just treating it like any other business that we have, except the point of this is it's just to share and educate and have fun, and hopefully we can at least cover the expenses of doing it. That's always the goal. And I think we will be able to. I think it's going to be quite a cool outlet. We're looking forward to meeting a lot of people through this, especially me. Jerome knows a lot of people. But the thing is that everyone needs to realize we are at the very, very start of this industry. There will be so many more people coming into the conversion space, into the retrofit space with upgraded products, reusing kits, recycling products for, scrap that you pull out of cars. And that's everything we'll be covering. So there we go. I think that covers it. Take a look at Out of Spec Renew. It's a little bit close to reviews. yeah. Hey, let's not put the channels next to each other. But I like the name.
Yeah, and going back to the growth of the EV conversion principle, as we've seen at SEMA, a lot of celebrities were associated with converted to EV classic cars. I'm talking about Richard Rawlings. I'm talking about Ben Collins, the Stig from Top Gear, and many other personalities, all the key automotive YouTubers who are visiting this area of the SEMA show, very interested and filming a lot. So expect to see a lot of conversion to EV in the general automotive world this year.
Yes, I'm really excited. I think this is a great project going forward. I've really enjoyed your videos so far, and I hope that everyone will go and check it out. Throw them a subscribe, likes, whatever, support the channel. I think it is a really cool space to see grow, and I'm excited to watch it evolve over time. So thank you, Jerome and Kyle, for taking on this effort and coming over to the podcast to explain what the heck is going on with the Out of Spec Renew channel. Of course, audience, let us know what comments you have. If you have an idea of what Out of Spec might be able to renew or electrify, let us know what you think we should do. And let us know which one of the renew videos is your favorite. And if you have any comments or questions, hopefully Jerome or Kyle can come over and help answer them. Thank you for tuning into the Out of Spec podcast. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And hopefully maybe you feel a bit renewed after this episode. Bye-bye.